Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Reichman from Beit Shemesh, and today we'll be learning about the bracha Goel Yisrael, starting out with the words Re'i Be'anyenu. What is the redemption for which we are praying here? The Gemara in Pesachim distinguishes between the mention of the redemption in Hallel and the mention of the redemption in the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, just before the Shemoneh Esrei, on the one hand, and the mention of the redemption in our bracha in the midst of Shemoneh Esrei. The first two are referring to redemptions that have already occurred, while this one alone in Shemoneh Esrei is a prayer for a future redemption. Still, it is ambiguous. For which redemption do we pray? Are we davening for the ultimate redemption that will be ushered in with the arrival of Mashiach? Or are we praying for the future with which every prayer in every moment is pregnant? Are we praying for the redemption that we need right now, in a moment from now, and tomorrow? The commentary Ion Tefillah believes that we are praying for the redemption from all of the suffering we endured during the exile, and not for the future redemption. The Maharal in Netzach Yisrael cites a Midrash on Tehillim praising Am Yisrael for the great emunah, the great belief in Hashem. The Midrash says that Am Yisrael, although previously having been redeemed and then being exiled again, continues to pray for the Geula, the redemption, believing that ultimately there will be an enduring, permanent redemption. So it seems that the Maharal believes that this is speaking of the ultimate redemption. We cannot ignore the fact that we ask Hashem in this prayer to see our affliction and fight the fights for us, to see our anyenu, our rivenu, and these are words and phenomena certainly associated with our situation in the galus, in the exile. If we are asking for a current daily redemption, from what exactly are we being redeemed? Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin in Sitkas HaTzadik explains that the essence of the battle between a person and his passions, his yetzer, is the struggle with illusion and foreign thoughts, with dimion, that exists within our hearts and our minds. If one is standing in prayer, then one is experiencing hakarat hanochach, a complete awareness of Hashem's presence, just as the awareness that one would have standing before a king. This awareness, this hakarat hanochach, is in its essence the absence of illusion, the absence of dimyon. One who overcomes foreign thoughts and dimyon has the complete awareness of Hashem's presence, hakarat hanochach, and is, says Tzidkas HaTzadik, a redeemed person. Rav Tzadok explains, based on this idea, the juxtaposition between the Ga'al Yisrael that precedes Shemoneh Esrei and the supplication, Hashem Svatai Tiftach Ufi Agiti Lasecha, please Hashem, open our mouths in prayer. First, we mention the fact that we are redeemed, and only after a person is redeemed from the power of illusion and his yetzer can he possibly experience prayer, hakarat hanochach, the awareness that he's standing before Hashem. Rav Tzadok quotes in Pri Tzadok the Medrash that says that we must request parnasa daily because we need sustenance daily, and so too we request geula, redemption, daily because we are in need of this. That redemption of which we are in need daily is redemption from the power of the Yetzer Hara. It is from a teaching of the Sfas Emes that we learn that Ge'ula, redemption, is a mindset. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, while Am Yisrael was still in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, Behotziyacha et ha'ami Mitzrayim ta'avdun et ha'elokim. When you take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, they will serve Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was meant to convey to Am Yisrael that one day they will be serving God, although right now they are very much entrenched in the midst of slavery. In order to enable Am Yisrael to merit the Geula, says the Sfas Emes, they had to have their eyes set on that ultimate goal of serving Hashem. So although a person is not yet redeemed, the desire and thirst to accept the yoke of heaven, the ratzon and the tshuka, make a person free at that very moment. If we choose to strive upwards, if we can be in Galus in exile, walking around as a redeemed person through this belief that we will ultimately be serving Hashem, if we hand over our conflicts and struggles, our Anyenu and our Rivenu, to Hashem and place them in His hands, keeping our goals and our eyes heavenward, then we can truly be redeemed, l'man shemecha, for the sake of Hashem. Thank you for learning together today.